Okay, so hey y'all, it's been a long time and I see I've got a few more followers. It's January the 22nd, it's around 2:35 my time. I just really want to know, like, who is really supporting and who is really just lurking, you know? But you know, it's kind of easy. I mean, it's kind of fun to know what other people are talking about, what other people have going on in their life. As of right now, I'm focusing on financial freedom. I have not really been intertwining everything that I said that I was going to be doing at the beginning of this year, as I'm pretty sure some of my listeners haven't either. So this is a typical session. It's gloomy today. It's 45 degrees where I am. I'm just sitting in the parking lot and I'm just reminiscing on life, you know, and it's kind of crazy when you lose people, you know, if you ever lost your mom or anything like that, or if you ever lost a parent and it's just like you're out here by yourself, people want you to call them, but they don't call you, you know, or it has to be something's going on, the latest scoop. But, you know, from each ethnic perspective, from each culture, this goes on. This is a part of life. But, you know, I don't want to beat your ear up about what I said I was going to do that I didn't do. I've been studying and I've been trying to see more clearly and see what's going on. And I've been getting in my spiritual realm, and my spiritual realm is saying connect and network. So, you know, you don't have to subscribe to my page. You don't have to be my follower. You don't have to follow me on Facebook. You don't have to follow me on TikTok, but I would like it if you did. And on TikTok, that is at DeyesJane, Diaz Jane. On Facebook, I am Diaz Janae. That's DeyesJane. And I was going to add a group called Put You in the Know or Be in the Know. I forgot what it was, but I haven't really prospered on anything like that. I've been trying to get my house clean. You know, I've been trying to clean up where I messed up, first of all. I've been trying to sweep around my own doorstep because people don't really, you know, do that nowadays. So before I try to introduce myself to the public, I'm trying to get myself together. I've been trying to write me a book, working on writing a book. I've had a whole lot of narcissistic people in my life here recently. You know, I've reached out for some help. No one wanted to help, but you know, that's a part of being alive and that's a part of making yourself strong and having faith in whichever higher power that you believe in. You know, you just got to keep tricking and make sure that you're safe. You have to be accountable for all your actions. You can't end up not wearing a mask and wondering why you're sick or wondering why you caught the virus, etc. Hey, girls! Stop. So I had something really important happen. So basically, boom, this is the story of the month. So I have some larger dogs that belong outside and I acquire some pit bull puppies, and I only acquire one at this time. So we took the puppies on the road trip for the first time, and when we got home, the puppy had a piece, so the puppy jumped out of the car. So when the puppy jumped out of the car, the big dog grabbed the puppy, so the puppy's side came out. So, you know, I had mustard seed faith. I prayed for that dog, you know, and I was like, Lord, please heal this dog. My parent was like, just mash it back in or just call the vet emergency number. You know, he sent his dog to UGA. When something was wrong with it, he's gotten his dog's testicles removed. So my dad has a love for dogs. So I would have thought that he would have helped me. But he didn't, you know, he just left me out there and I had to take my puppy to the vet. So thinking, being a normal person, I don't make really big wages. I make regular, like if I expose this to y'all probably wouldn't even know, understand how the fuck am I even still, you know, processing and living with my wages, but it's not small. It's enough to make it. But I budget my money. So basically, I've been looking for financial freedom. So I didn't have any extra to go deal with the puppy, but I tried. So I wanted to make an account with the people to see if I could charge what they did for my puppy. They told me that they couldn't do it for me. But my dad had an account there, and if my dad would, you know, vouch for me, then they would go ahead and make my own separate account, or they would add my puppy to his account. Well, he wouldn't do that. I really love that puppy, and little did he know, I named that puppy after my grandma. So I was kind of hurt and baffled when the dog got hurt, and I felt like I had neglected it, but I wanted to make sure that it got fixed. So lo and behold, I wasn't able to get it fixed. And the animal people, the veterinarian was like, it's too much back and forth. So we're just going to give you your puppy. I was like, so you're going to give my puppy to take it home and die. So they were like, yeah, and animal control will be in contact with you. So I talked to animal control. So basically animal control was all in cahoots. They called me and they were like, just bring me the dog. I'm going to euthanize the dog. And I was like, okay. So when I get there, they were like, I found someone who will get the puppy. We're just going to change ownership of the puppy. We changed ownership of the puppy. And they told me that I probably would be able to adopt it back from the place. So when I found the place on Facebook, the place act like they're just so loving. Mind you, the name of the place is Sandy Paws. And they're way across state. So I thought it was going to be something that could help, you know. It's like they just got these. I don't know if they, what the hell going on. In my opinion, I felt like, dang, they just wanted my puppy, because when my husband took it in there, they was like, this is back to the veterinarian. They was like, oh, she's so cute. Oh, and I was like, damn, it sound like they want the bitch. So I guess because I couldn't afford it and shit like that, it's really fucked up that they adopted my dog and they just shipped it somewhere else. Because if you guys got a love for animals, you'll do whatever the fuck you can to save it. Just like if you love your damn kid, you're not going to sit down and watch your motherfucking child cry, you know, and be upset. And if it's anything that you can do to assist the situation, that's what a natural person is going to do. You're not going to just watch a motherfucker drown in the mud and, you know, you can give them a helping hand. But, you know, it is what it is. And people have their own discrepancies and what they want to do with their money. And no one can get mad, you know. So, shit, all I can do is just take it for what it is. But once that dog got took, my husband's dad blessed us with two more dogs. They're beautiful. They're not the same as that dog, but we changed their names. And this is going to be a day in the life of Trixie Belle and Cassie Bear. So that's their names. My other dog's name was Lily Belle, and I'm extremely sad about that. So that shit knocked me back. That's why I'm really not able to focus on the financial freedom shit that I was saying. But rule number one, when you're going to work on your credit, first you pull your credit. You pull it from all three credit bureaus. Once you pull it from all three credit bureaus, you will freeze it after you get it. And once you freeze it, you take your highlighter and you go down that shit and you see what can be written off. Because after a while, it looks like this shit ain't going to be worth a damn. So, you know, try to fix it while you can and go ahead and get what you can. Also, it's a good time to go ahead and get you a car if you have a nice used car under 100,000 miles. Because there's a shortage in the used car market everywhere. So take this information. Even if since I can't use it, hell, I don't have the credit to go ahead. You know, I'm working with it just as you all can. And if I'm able to help you, reach out to me, let me know. You know, let me know I helped you. And, you know, if you happen to want to donate to my cause, my book, you know, my podcast, to me, if you want to help me, it's Jane, you know. You can, and my cash tag is the cash symbol DESII capital POOH 619. But you know, like I'm straight. I can balance what I want to do. I just want to, you know, expand. I need to get my book started and stuff like that. But it is what it is, you know. That's sad. It's real sad. Dude, I couldn't get no help, but shit, that ain't nobody's fault but mine. Like, you know. Yeah, my bad. I had to pause to see what the hubby wanted. They're getting a haircut, so that's why I'm running my mouth. But, you know, I ain't trying to beat your ears up. I just re-enlighten yourself. Be innovative. Pay attention. Be aware. Get connected. Network. Follow me on Facebook. Follow me on Instagram. Follow me on Twitter. Help me build my base. Help me say this. You know, help me get this word out. I haven't seen any new followers. I have gotten a few more listens, but you know, I'm really waiting to see what my scope is going to be. This is just everyday life. You know, this is what I have going on. This is some of the contents in my book. I'm going to go back and listen to this. I'm going to test my knowledge. I'm going to see what I've learned. I'm going to see what you all have learned. I'm going to see if I'm really reaching out to the people or am I just talking to my damn self. I want to see, you know, I ain't trying to make no money off of YouTube or nothing like that. I want to see my Facebook pop. I want to see my followers. I want to see who you all really are and what y'all really standing for, you know. And on TikTok, to beat y'all ears up, I just want to know who y'all are and what y'all got going on. That's at DeyesJane. That's my TikTok. My Facebook is DeyesJane. And that's just my alter ego. You know, I got a lot of different shit going on. I ain't trying to hide myself from the world. You know, I got different aspects on different platforms. I got different followers, you know. My Instagram name is Desi.Jane55. That's DesiJane55. And I'm trying to see if y'all, you know, fucking with the motion. Like, you know, do y'all really want to hear what the hell I got to say? Like, it, you know, I just want to know. Just regular. I'm going to see if I can start adding some stuff to my podcast, and you know, I'm gonna do a raffle and stuff like that. I just want to know, you know, who really actually out here listening to me. Who is actually, am I gonna help anybody? Like, pay attention to the stars. You know, the last full moon was Martin Luther King Day, and you know, right now the sun is on me. I affirm some fourth moon of the year. You got to pay attention to the stars. You got to pay attention to the moon. You got to pay attention to the atmosphere. You got to pay attention to the animals. You got to pay attention to every little thing that comes, you know, coming with, man. And, you know, try to find me on Google Podcasts, man. Find me on Spotify. Find me on some stuff, dog. You know, fuck with me. You know, I got some good ideas. I want to do some crafts. I want to build my own doghouse. I want a privacy fence. You know, I want to get really, really organized. So, I just want to see if, you know, it's some real people out here that's really with me, that really believe in me like I believe in y'all. And can we make this a bigger group? You know, get intertwined, get closer. Let's see what we can do, you know. But it is what it is. We're going shopping. We're going to Dollar General. I always clip your $5 off 25 coupon at Dollar General and get your PNB coupons. You know, I saw that the Pedigree puppy food is like $2 on Amazon. You just got to find it. They out of state right now. Follow me. I follow back. Y'all have a blessed day. Stay focused. Network. Try to network. And the next time you hear me, next time you talking to me, tell me, write some shit down and tell me. If you want to email me, my email is DesiHolly6@gmail.com. You know, or you can do my business email, thediversitybox@gmail.com. Send me some of your ideas. What do you guys want to talk about? What do you want to know? What do you want to know that I don't know? What do you know that I don't know? What do you want to enlighten me on? But, you know, have a good day. I'm going to hit y'all back when I get home. Waiting on these guys to get a haircut. I'll check back in. It won't be long. I promise. Love y'all. I must need to keep talking. It won't let me. Hold on, y'all. I'll keep talking. Then people all on their Instagram to my damn federal prison and shit. Come on, man.